several beneficiaries of this, including the general taxpayer. The mayor detailed in his comments last night at a special meeting that, in reality, all this new development will lead to additional properties that, of course, will be taxed. So if the taxing bodies involved so choose, the new tax collection that they'll have the ability to collect on those new on these new developments could, in fact, reduce the burden on the rest of the taxpayers within the county. Time will tell, and obviously each taxing body will have that opportunity to make that decision. But with new development, in theory, it could reduce the burden on the general real estate taxpayer within the county. Additionally to that, the Williamson County specifically has a county school improvement tax. It's a 1% sales tax on all sales within Williamson County. They will benefit exponentially from the new retail sales that are being projected within this first project. And so the school districts, not only in the county, but all of Southern Illinois really have the potential to benefit from this. The third component that really allows all Southern Illinois school districts to benefit is that of the new property tax that's collected because of the new developments, the incremental property tax, the first 15% of that will go to the ROE's office, the Regional Office of Education, and the regional superintendent has the ability to take that 15% school improvement fund and pass that out to virtually any school district she so chooses within Southern Illinois. And so I expect her to review this and make those decisions over the coming months. But that's what's, you know, really unique about this. There's no tax burden on anyone as a result of this incentive. And then all the taxing bodies are going to more than benefit from this as well. And so really unique opportunity.